Can a mighty, mighty good man stand up? I've heard from two of them today. Former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn joined me in the first hour, and then my colleague Dan Schaefer for my new segment that you're going to find every Tuesday at 2:30 called The State Slate with Dan Schaefer. We're now into the second hour, and it's been a rough 36-ish hours for me. If you're new to the show, new to the Maggie Dawn Show, new to me, welcome. I appreciate you listening or tuning in on YouTube at Civic Media's YouTube channel or at Maggie Dawn Show on Insta X and the Book of Faces. I served for over 7 years as Milwaukee County's chief legal officer. Coming out of law school, I served as a clerk to Judge Michael Caney of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. Judge Caney was a two-time Reagan appointee, first to the federal trial court and then to the federal appeals court. So I have served in government. I have both of my family members. My mom was a nurse. She worked in the VA in California for many years. My dad is a long-serving public servant. Service is in our blood. And it was my life's greatest honor to serve the people of Milwaukee County. And before that, I was an assistant city attorney for the city of Milwaukee. It was honor of my life to do that work. And it's now a deep, humbling privilege to talk with each and every one of you. I say all of this as prequel because what Donald Trump did yesterday is an abomination. Much of what he's done is an abomination, including the OMB directive that's basically like, oh, cool, we'll just stop all federal assistance for stuff, which I talked about last segment. And the firing of the inspectors general, also illegal, was an abomination. But what happened last night and what is coming in terms of the Department of Justice and the FBI, of course, Dollar Dollar Bill Cash Patel's confirmation hearings coming up on Thursday. I'll cover it Thursday. What is going on right now in the FBI and the DOJ is so alarming. Donald Trump yesterday fired reportedly somewhere in the ballpark of 12 or more career prosecutors from the Department of Justice because they worked on either of the Trump criminal prosecutions. This was a letter from an acting attorney general apparently emailed to these individuals, and it said this, quote, "The proper functioning of government critically depends on the trust superior officials place in their subordinates. Given your significant role in prosecuting the president, I do not believe that the leadership of the Department of Justice can trust you to assist in implementing the president's agenda faithfully." Here's what I'm going to tell you about government lawyers. They're not the lawyer of the president. Their client is not Donald Trump. Their job function isn't to serve a president's agenda, and it never should be. You can make an argument maybe that White House counsel's office is perhaps to do that, but I can make an argument that even there it's not. But setting that aside, Department of Justice lawyers, that is not their freaking job. My job when I was the chief legal officer for Milwaukee County wasn't to serve the county executive's agenda, which, by the way, made him really angry at me at certain points in time. My job wasn't to do the bidding of various county elected officials, though many of them that got really mad at me when I wouldn't do that. I experienced this firsthand. My job as Milwaukee County's chief legal officer was to serve the people and the entity, the people of, and the entity that is Milwaukee County. And I took an oath to do that. The acting AG that sent this memo should lose his job because he doesn't know what his job is. It's not to serve the president's agenda. No, sir. Oh, by the way, this, like the OMB memo, is a very dense legal document filled with copious citations and an excellent deep analysis of the law. No, it's not. No, it's not. Here's the legal basis for that assertion. Quote, pursuant to Article 2 of the Constitution and the laws of the United States, your employment with the Department of Justice is hereby terminated. Article 2 does not give the president the power to override existing federal statutes that provide job protections to civil servants. He can fire at will appointees, but not inspectors general without notice to Congress in a 30-day waiting period and good cause. Doesn't apply to frontline prosecutors are civil servants that do not serve at the pleasure of the president. Otherwise, you'd see them in Senate confirmation hearings. Here's what else. That was just the tip of the iceberg yesterday. Okay? Because this interim or acting U.S. attorney also announced an internal investigation into the 250-plus January 6th cases that the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C. investigated and prosecuted. That is a freaking witch hunt. Prosecutors who, when presented with facts and information by law enforcement officers, whether state, local, or federal, investigate and then charge crimes that are authorized by a grand jury indictment and present them before a court of law with federal rules of evidence where the defendants are entitled to counsel that are presided over by an Article III lifetime appointed judge, some of whom were Trump appointed judges, are not to be investigated by the Department of Justice for doing their jobs. What that is the threat of criminal prosecution being brought down on the heads of frontline prosecutors. Not only may you lose your job, we are now going to start coming after you criminally. I'm going to tell you what all this means, put it in the bigger context, what it might mean for you and yours right here in the state of Wisconsin. Keep it locked. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.